Roses are red, violets are blue. A healthy lifestyle is the best gift I can give you. Welcome, everybody, to Athletic Definition. I'm your host, Coach Ray Z. And today is my 180th episode, and it is my very first Valentine's episode. Can you feel the love in the air? I hope you're enjoying your Valentine's Day. And remember, Valentine's is not just about couples. It's about love, friendship, and just telling people you love, like your kids, your parents, your grandparents, that you love them and that you appreciate them. So thank you, everybody, for joining me in the audience and in the simulcast. I wanted to do a themed Valentine's fitness episode. And so I'm like brainstorming, what could I come up with? What could I come up with? And so I thought, all right, everyone likes the corny roses are reds, violets are blue. I'm going to tell you a couple of those. And then from there, I'm going to move on to the theme of the show. So roses are red, violets are blue. Working out with you is my favorite thing to do. And here's the second one. Roses are red, violets are blue. Our love is strong and our bodies will be too. So I was thinking, all right, I see Elizabeth joining. Thank you. I'm like, okay, what could I do that has to do with fitness and Valentine's Day? And I looked up the greatest sports moments in Valentine's Day history, and absolutely nothing came up. Nothing. They came up with the best couples in sports history, and I didn't really agree with all of them, but that gave me an idea for next year, maybe like, you know, coaches and duets like Kobe and Shaq, things like that, the best couples. So then I heard of this app, and it's called fitnesssingles.com. And I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna have to bite the bullet here for my audience and test it out and let you know what I think of fitness singles. So I went and I created a profile. And then after I created the profile, I realized, oh, this is nothing. And this is my opinion. I'm sure maybe they're a good app. I actually didn't go all the way through with it. I read a review overall. They gave it like an 8.1. So that's pretty high. And it's not like it's a fly-by-night app. It has been around since 2003. But when I filled it out, it seemed like I was going into eHarmony, a bunch of older people. Nothing wrong with that because we're all going to age. And then some of the people on there, they weren't even fit. You know, there's so many like christianmingles.com or farmers. I've seen everything. If I'm not a farmer, why would I go on farmers.com or farmer singles to meet someone when I'm not a farmer? I mean, unless you want a farmer, but that kind of threw me off. And then the age group seemed not anything in my range, seemed more like eHarmony. And so I decided not to go with it. And then also their pricing. So just to give you a little bit more info, if you want to do 1 month, it's $40. If you want to do 3 months, it's $19.99 a month. If you do 6 months, it breaks down to $13.33 a month. And if you do a whole year, it breaks down to $8.33 a month. So if you do decide to try it and you try it, or you've met someone on singles.com, go ahead and let me know, either drop in the comment or send me a DM. I would love to know and possibly have you here in the future on the show. I am wearing my Valentine's Day shirt and my Athletic Definition t-shirt. So if you'd like to support the show, you can click on the link or go to the show notes, and I have three colors available. I'm not selling you some crazy diet pills that aren't gonna work and you're gonna be mad at me. It's just a t-shirt if you wanna support the show. So I appreciate it. So then I said, all right, even though I looked it up on the internet and I couldn't find nothing spectacular happen on February 14th, I started thinking, and I'm like, you know what? I do remember one Valentine's Day that I really enjoyed because the year was 2011 and The Rock, the People's Champ, came back to WWE on Valentine's Day in Anaheim, California. And from there, he started his rivalry with John Cena, which they went on to do the following next two WrestleManias. And I really enjoyed that because The Rock was always very funny when he was in WWE. So that would probably be my second most favorite holiday Valentine's moment. My first one, ooh, and I left it in the other room. So I'm probably going to go get it. But let me tell you what it is. back in 2016, Los Angeles Marathon had the Olympic trials here there were some sort of Olympic trials. So typically the Los Angeles Marathon is usually the first Sunday of each March, but this year, 2016, because of the Olympic trials, they made it on Valentine's Day. So for the first time in the LA Marathon history, you got to run on Valentine's Day. It landed on a Sunday. And besides it landing on Sunday, part of the Olympic trials, a part of the whole love and everything, they gave you medals, and I'll grab it because I left another room. But people were getting married as well. People were getting married on mile 10. People were getting married and engaging their wedding vows while running. If you're not in the running scene, it's probably something like, what? People get married running. But in Las Vegas, they have the half marathon every year. It's two times a year where they close the strip, which is for New Year's. And then for the rock and roll, it used to be a marathon. Now they only have a half marathon. I think a 5K and a 10K as well. But as you're running down the strip, you can get married in the Eiffel Tower. Right under there, the guys are wearing the t-shirts with a tuxedo, and the girls are wearing just like a veil, and they run and they do a run-by wedding. And so because of that, and it was something to do with like My Fat Greek Wedding or a movie or some sort of premiere, maybe it's a TV show. As you guys know, I'm busy running and working out to know about TV shows, but it coincided with the marathon in 2016. And so they gave the opportunity for people to get married. And I thought that was very cool. And it was just a fun, different marathon. And a lot of people just do feel, as I mentioned, that Valentine's Day is just so commercial. And it can be. And it's just for couples. And it can be. But it's also for friends and loved ones and family and grandpas and grandmas and kids and sisters and everything else. There's no reason why, especially the way everything can be so hectic, you shouldn't spread some love. Those were the only two things that I could actually find that had to do with Valentine's and sports. And some people may say, hey, The Rock? I don't know about The Rock actually being sport, but trust me, he is. Give me one quick second. I'm gonna grab the medal so I can show it off to the people watching. And one second here. All right, thank you everybody for your patience. So here is the medal, and the medal is double-sided. So the first side, the front side is downtown Los Angeles, the image of downtown. And then in the front, this is when it used to end in Santa Monica. So you see the Beverly Hills sign, it's probably the Hollywood sign, looks like the beach, some palm trees. So that is the other side of the medal. And you can earn one yourself. You only got to complete 26.2 miles. You got a little bit of time for Los Angeles Marathon. It's March 19th this year. So it's coming up, I believe. We're probably close to maybe 30 days now, or getting close to 30 days. After that, if you still want to do a marathon but need some time to train, you got the Orange County Marathon, which is in May, and you can use discount code RAYRUNS10 on any race distance. Join me there. I'll be at the Beer Garden celebrating with the medal and the next marathon. So then the other thing I started thinking about is, you know, relationships and people who love to work out and maybe a little bit more than work out, who are a little bit possibly obsessed. And could it be more difficult for people who are in shape or fit to find love than for people who don't really care about their appearance? And, you know, with all this self-love, they're just so content with who they are and how they look, so they don't really care about their appearance. So you have, and there's all kinds of people in between, and not all fit people are like this, but just to add a little bit more things to contemplate. So people that work out a lot, for example, if you're training for a specific event, whether it's a basketball tournament or, you know, maybe you're in high school or, you know, a lot of things when you want to go pro, you really have to stay dedicated when you're young and can't be distracted by the opposite sex because, or by who you like, because if it's really so hard to know if it's going to be like puppy love or you guys are going to break up and move on. But, you know, people who are fit tend to be disciplined, and the discipline could be cause problems in relationships because maybe you're so on schedule and you always have to do this. And I'll give you my personal past experience. A lot of times when I meet people, they're like, oh, that's cool. And by the way, when I meet people, the first thing that comes out of my mouth, contrary to popular running memes, is not that I run marathons or that I do jiu-jitsu or even that I have a podcast. I try to avoid all that, but eventually it comes up. And so they're like, oh, cool, you run marathons. Oh, cool, you do jiu-jitsu. Oh, cool, I love how you're active. And then what I've noticed, then I get, oh, you're always working out, or when are you not going to work out and come spend time with me? Or can't you just sleep in and not go work out? And I try to be as honest as I can before. So what you liked me for in the beginning now is becomes a negative, or something not as positive, or just maybe something that you're having a hard time dealing with. And that sometimes if you're just not upfront and say, hey, I enjoy working out, or I enjoy working out, but not as much as you. And that's okay. I think it's better to be upfront in the long run. The other thing it could be is intimidating. A lot of fit individuals may seem intimidating to just other people, and they may think that, you know, they just don't have time. So some people may not even consider talking to them for that reason. And then I was talking about discipline, which also has to do with priorities. Everyone has different priorities, different values. And some people who don't value working on themselves, maybe by people who are fit, look at people who don't as not loving themselves. And really, you can't learn to love someone until you can learn to love yourself. Everybody's like, well, I want someone who's rich and good looking and in shape. Well, are you in shape? Are you rich? Are you working towards those goals? You can't ask for something and then you not even try to provide the same thing. That would be a double standard. Another thing is that fit people could have high standards. And with high standards, you know, when it comes to, once again, physical fitness and health and just the way life can be so complicated, you know, someone just wants to make microwave food and microwave dinners versus healthy food, and it could just cause so many different issues. So I guess it just depends on, basically, I would say communication above all, of all the different trainings that I've gone to. Communication is very important, and that's why I keep always trying to learn how to communicate better, because the better you can communicate and learn how the person you're speaking to, not just in love, but like in clients, you know, then you can be able to help them out better. So I wanted to give you a couple more. Roses are red, violets are blue. A healthy lifestyle is the best gift I can give you. Roses are red, violets are blue. Let's go for a run, just me and you. Roses are red, violets are blue. I can't wear either. A healthy and active life with you. So thank you everybody for joining me on this special edition of Valentine's Day. I hope you spend it with a loved one. And above all, love yourself. And what better way to do that than by giving yourself the gift of physical fitness and being physically active and being, you know, mobile. I hopped on this app, Fireside, the other day, and I was listening to a new creator I had never heard. And I think his guest on there was saying, we're the same age, but his guest was saying, and I'm not saying this to knock, I don't even know. I mean, he could have some sort of handicap or something, but it sounded like he just wasn't very mobile. He was saying he had to go backwards on the stairs. And, you know, so many things, and I see so many immobile people every day where if you think about it, if you were just active 3 times a week, which is what the doctor recommends, then you could actually like get up. Maybe you won't even need that rail on the bathroom as you get older. I'm going for the long game. I've had Steve Maxwell on here, one of the first black belts in United States, American, to get his black belt. He was like in the top 5, maybe top 8, the first kettlebell coach. And even though he was like in the first to get a black belt, he's the first person to open up a jiu-jitsu school here. He's now 70 years old. And I always thought about longevity and being able to do what I want for a long time. But then after speaking with him and he's talking about the long game and being mobile, and I see him still doing jiu-jitsu, I'm like, I want to be able to move around and not be constrained by a walker, a cane, or anything like that. And if it's all as simple as just getting some movement in 3 times a week an hour, or work your way up to it, 15 minutes and 20 minutes and 30 minutes. I would say that is a great way to love yourself. Trust me, start looking around at the people and maybe you could talk to them, or maybe you know some of them. How many of them that are not mobile now would it have been preventable? Or was it just that they didn't do anything? So there's something that could be done, and physical activity to me is the best thing, especially it's a great way to love on yourself and give you that time that you need. Thank you everybody for joining. I will be back on Friday with a new episode. Until next time, this has been Athletic Definition, episode 180, Coach Ray Z. Thank you everybody for joining, and I'm out.